morning and welcome back to 501CTV. I'm your host, Janelle Harris, and this is a podcast that talks to thought leaders, system change leaders, nonprofits, and nonprofit partners. And today I'm very excited to have with me Mark Eli with K&E Travel. It's our very own local Wellington travel agency. And so, hi, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have you here today because I think you're a very unique guest. You're unique in your own right, but also unique in the fact that not only is Mark a small business here locally, but he's also a really great partner to a lot of our local nonprofits. And I think that it's really important that I want to highlight not only from a small business aspect, you know, the synergy that can be created locally in a community between a nonprofit and a small business, but also what does that mean to a nonprofit? You know, what benefits is that to them to really get involved with a lot of the businesses in their community? So without further ado, I want to let Mark take it away and first maybe introduce yourself, K&E Travel. How did you get involved in the travel industry? Start with that.
Long story. I'll try and make it short.
Okay. I'm sure it's a very good one.
K&E Travel's been in business. It'll be 34 years, another week or so. We started out in Lake Worth. I originally started the agency sort of by mistake. I was in another business, and they required us to, it was a travel-related business, but not traditional travel. And they required, the state required us to put up a bond or be a travel agency. Let me think, $50,000 cash or open a travel agency. I chose the second one.
Awesome. Okay.
So I hired some people from another travel agency that was local in Lake Worth, and I let them just run it. It was just there. We built it a little bit. We were doing about 1,000 airline tickets a week.
Wow.
We had a lot of employees. Back in that day, it was, if you can remember that, I'm a little bit older than you, but they had 8-part carbon forms. We had to tear them apart and build big. It was a job. We had, you know, it was no internet really back then.
Right.
We had
all paper.
All paper.
Yeah.
We had computers, but they were MS-DOS and it was the old days and dot matrix printers and all that. And when they took away our commissions, we stopped doing that. And, the agency just kind of went on its own. And then in the early 2000s, we, as the economy at that time, if you remember, was heading a little south, my other business started going a little south. So I started building up the travel agency and I've built a network of about 375 agents across the United States. People that book travel for themselves and or others, and they earn commission for doing that. So over the years, we've kept on building that. And then about 7 or 8 years ago, we moved our office from Lake Worth to Wellington, which is where I live and have been for almost 34 years. This month will actually be 34 years. And we just decided that we need to do something in the community to get the community to know us. Even though I lived here, I didn't have an office here and I had clients here. And so we started building our local base by helping and working within the community. Volunteering is how it started. Then from that, I went to K&E Travel Gives Back, which is an initiative we started about 5 or 6 years ago, just before COVID. And we started taking a percentage of our profits, our commissions, and giving it back to the community. So we've been building that over the years. Even during COVID, I got a grant from somebody during COVID for a small business grant. And I actually took a portion of that money and gave it back to charities in the community that were also the same mindset as me. Somebody that's giving back to the community.
Right.
So that was important to me that they were giving back just like I was.
That's really cool. So I've been around in the area 6 or 7 years now. And I will tell you that Mark is everywhere. You're very involved. And I think that's really cool. And I see you at a ton of events and you're always there to support like kind of anything that's going on in our community. So tell me more about K&E Gives Back, and specifically, let's talk about that grant. Tell me how that came about, because I think grants are always like something when we're talking, like even in our nonprofit space, everyone wants grants. They want to know how to get them, where they come from, how it works. Like, tell me a little bit about that and how that came to be.
That one was during COVID. There was an organization down in Boca that a nonprofit organization that's really business based to help startups and different types of companies. But they also decided to do something during COVID for small businesses, especially like the travel industry. We were basically, as far as income goes, it was non-existent, but I still had rent to pay and payroll to pay and all that, which I did. Thankfully, I'm blessed enough to be able to do that and to carry us through. But they had us write essays as to why you should get a grant. And I wrote an essay about what I've done, what I've been doing locally, and what I would do with the grant. You had to tell them what you were going to do with it. And it couldn't just be to pay yourself. So, I mean, which some people, that's what they wrote, actually. You know, because I need income. Well, yes, but what else are you going to do? This is a grant. So besides all the government money and everything that was flying around during that time. So we were awarded their top grant, which was $10,000. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was terrific. We went down, we did, they had media and all this other things that they do so to help support it. And then they offered mentorship and other things. That really wasn't something I needed. It was, you know, it was more for me to help them after that find other businesses that do what I do. So I actually did mentorship for some of those. So it was kind of like everybody helped everybody, which was really cool.
So cool. It's like a whole circle of, of kind of everybody giving back in some way.
And then I gave money to two Wellington Chamber members that are nonprofits. One was the theater arts production. And another one was a animal sanctuary, Barky Pines.
Oh my gosh.
Who
I love Barky Pines.
Yeah, who we've been supporting and continue to do. Their trailer that they got a year and a half ago, we sponsored the signs all around and helped sponsor it. So if you look on the trailer, there's a little thing there.
K&E. They have an awesome story too. I had her on here. And
Elizabeth.
Yes.
So, so we just, you know, we have developed a program that if they stick to it and follow what we tell them will work, they can get continual money coming back. Am I going too
This is perfect. Let's talk about the program.
So
how does it work?
K&E Travel Gives Back. It's a little bit different.
I think it's awesome.
You know, as I said, I believe in giving back to the community I live and work in, as well as other areas as well. We don't just do it here because we have agents all across the country. So we try and do that as well. So what we've set up is we will, if a charity refers someone to K&E Travel, so we will give 50% of our commissions that we earn from the booking, from the referral that they give us, back to the charity.
That's awesome.
So how does that really affect the charity? And because you don't want to affect the charity's normal fundraising. So our communication to the 501c3 is one, people are going to travel anyway. So that money they're spending anyway. It's not going to affect what they give to you. Two, you need to be sure that if you're referring something, you don't want to hurt your charity either. We're a five-star rated. We have hundreds of Google reviews. We've been around almost 34 years. So you can rest assured that we're going to take care of whoever you refer to us. And then once they travel, we get paid. We write you a check.
It's as simple as that.
So it's really as simple as that. But the key to it, it will not work unless they continually put something in front of them. And it could be a small thing on their monthly newsletter or quarterly newsletter. It could be something during an event. And if they continually do it, so it's always in the forefront of the mind of their donors and people, their supporters, it will work. Now, it's not something that overnight they're going to start making money, obviously, because the travel is going to be, it could be months from now or a year from now or 2 years from now. So it's kind of filling a funnel, so to speak. And, you know, it takes some time, and we'll give them a printout of the person that went on the trip and the amount that we're giving them for that particular person.
And also there's nothing they have to front.
Oh, zero. Nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a win-win.
It is a win-win. It's an amazing, I think it's an awesome concept. Please show this because.
So I started this as well. And thank you, Janelle and Scott, for making it prettier because mine was just okay.
You know, it's fine.
But it you know, is what it is.
Yeah.
But we have a gift for you. We will give charitable organizations and the ability to print out as many of these as they need for an event.
Correct.
So if you have a golf event and you have 120 golfers, print out 120. If you're having a gala dinner and you have 400 or 500 people or whatever the number is, or any event you're doing, like Barkupines can do this.
Yes.
and print these out because they have their grand opening for something.
This should be at every, and I'll give you an example. I'm sitting on a committee right now for an event here in Wellington, and they're giving out a swag bag, as most of these events do.
Right.
They have a swag bag. So there's 150 of them, and we're putting these in everybody's swag bag. Didn't cost anything. It's just a genius. It's a genius program, and it costs nothing. It's easy to get in front of all of their donors. This should be at every event of every nonprofit, in
exactly.
my opinion.
So this is a $100 gift card, or gift certificate, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Good towards any 7-day cruise or tour. We take the $100 off their final payment. We make the $100 payment for them. And also, if you say that the charity, this is, we ask them, obviously, where'd you get it?
Yes.
That charity will automatically be put in our system. If Janelle was a new client, it would have Janelle's name, and it says in there, client of whatever the charity is. And every time Janelle travels, that charity will get a check.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
And so, again, it's a win for everybody. The charity is going to get money.
Mm-hmm.
The consumer is going to get what they were going to do anyway.
Right.
And obviously we make money too, but it's giving something that is not in the normal realm of fundraising. It's just something that's like an afterthought, extra money. This is all bonus.
Absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely. And it's a really great program. And also, I want to talk to you, Mark, is that sometimes, let's just talk about travel agents in general, because a lot of people are like, well, why would I use a travel agent when I can just book it myself? And this is a leading question because I use a travel agent to book. I mean, for cruises, especially, like K&E is like, I'm telling you, the guru. Like, do not pull your hair out trying to book a cruise. Like, go through Mark and his team because there's a lot of extras and perks. But I want Mark to tell us, you know, what are the misconceptions about that people think if they book with a travel agent versus I go on to the web and just do it myself?
So first of all, you're obviously supporting a local business.
Correct.
That gives back to the community.
Yes.
First and
we
foremost to me.
We want to support all this, yes.
So plus on top of that, you know, just because it's on the internet, it has to be true, right? So people they go online, they book it, and then they have a problem. They're on phone for hours now.
If
they get anybody live.
Right.
Or chat or something.
Yes.
Versus calling a local person. We are the ones that stay online.
Yes.
We are the ones that can fix things. We are the ones that can answer the questions. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have the answers, then we're going to get you the answers.
And I will say also, you know, one of the other benefits for sure is, and I'm going to go back to like, you know, the C word, COVID time. I remember doing travel with you guys, and the one thing about that time, and still probably true today, things are always changing. So those protocols back then were like,
yeah,
crazy. Like you have to the testing and everything to get.
And
out.
Every
like,
country was different.
Every single country was different, you guys. Yep. And I'm telling you, Mark sent me probably like 25 emails, also because my other half, he needs a lot of help, but you guys, we love you, Scott.
We love him.
We love him. But there was a lot of communication, and I would not have gotten that anywhere else. That would not have happened had I just booked it online. You think they're going to, you know, come to me and make sure that I have my proper documents or I get there with enough time and all these things. So I know when people always ask me, and you know the perks, you know the best time to travel, like all these things, I think are just some things that get lost on people when they think about a travel agent. But also, like, if you have somebody like a local company, like a K&E, you're getting that personalized, you know, right, attention. And I think that's important. And I don't want that to be like missed in the whole message, especially when we're talking about, you know, working with nonprofits and they're used to kind of that like personalized approach. That's how they treat their donors and their backers and supporters. So I think there's a good like synergy between those two types of organizations.
Yeah. And there's all different kinds of travel agents, just like any industry. There's good ones, there's not so good ones, there's new ones, there's ones that are old like me and have been around a while.
Established, we're saying, not old.
and there are a lot of benefits to working with someone that has been established for a long time.
Yeah.
We're in the top 25 in North America for celebrity cruise lines, for independent agencies.
Awesome.
We're tops in, I don't know what the number is exactly, for Royal. And because of that, we get different things.
Yes.
Shameless plug here with my new website.
Do it. I saw your new website. I like it.
Cruisedeals.fun.
Yeah.
That's not .com. It's .fun.
I didn't even know you could do a .fun.
I didn't either until I started looking for names.
That's so
and
awesome.
I thought that was great. Right.
Yeah, really
so,
cool.
We have 84 pages, 8.5 by 11 pages of deals from Royal Caribbean and Celebrity on that website all the way through April of 2026, which is how far we at that we can book those cruises out.
Gotcha.
So by looking there on that, you can find different group space that we have. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of group space blocked out all the way all the different weeks and different ships and different sailings, where if you were getting one of these, you would get the deal. Plus you get the $100 off. Plus we'd send money to the charity at the same time,
which is amazing. So, I love the whole program.
That deal side is there because we're going to save you hundreds or thousands of dollars off of regular rate. But you know, as a normal rule, we always tell everybody, look, to deal with a travel agent, you're going to pay the same through us.
Yes.
Versus direct or better through
Correct.
Us.
Correct. And also,
that's the difference.
Yes.
I mean, why would you want to give money to a faceless organization that, yes, that's the ultimate vendor, but a lot of people are under the misconception that, you know, if I deal direct, if I have a problem. No, you have a worse problem. Because if there's a problem, you may probably are not the only one having that problem. So the phone,
Correct.
Like we talked before, you're on the phone. You don't get. We can get to the right spot, and we can get to it quicker.
Yeah. And you've been doing it long enough.
And we don't charge a fee, except we are interested in introducing a new fee, but only for deals, tours that are where we have to build it from scratch.
Yeah.
It's getting more and more time consuming, so it's going to be a small fee, and then we're going to give it back to you towards your final payment. So it really doesn't cost you anything.
It's called the headache fee.
Yeah,
a
little bit of it, but it's going to be like $100 for a tour that's going to cost thousands and thousands.
Right.
And, you know, that's the other thing. Do you want to work with someone? A vacation is one of your largest investments every year, other than your rent or mortgage or insurance in the case of Florida. I mean, but in some cases, you know, a lot of trips are more expensive than insurance. They're getting more and more expensive as time goes on, like everything else. So you want to make sure that whoever you're dealing with is actually qualified to give you the best
Correct.
Rates and the best advice.
And I'd say that you have enough years behind you now that you truly are experts at what you do. So give me some stories from K&E Travel Gives Back. I need some warm and fuzzy stories.
So
and what's like, okay, maybe a better question would be, what's been the largest amount you've given back?
Well, this past year, we gave back $25,000 total.
Wow. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
And that was spread over?
Spread over a whole bunch of things. So there's some things that are your traditional charities.
Yeah.
But as you know, I do a lot of posting and things in the moms group locally who've been really, really supportive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every person in the world now all of a sudden is a travel agent, but my name still pops up more often than most.
Yes.
And there's a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
But we help out people that we don't tell other people about. We don't publish it. Yes. It's very, very private. We are very careful about what we do when we do this. I'll give an example. I had a mom mm-hmm. that was having some issues, and I knew through a friend of a friend, and I contacted her. I said, listen, this is what I do, but I have to be careful that everything, I don't know you, you don't know me.
Right.
Everything's in public. I don't just send people like that just a check.
Sure.
At all.
Right.
So in the one particular case, I literally picked her up, she didn't have a car, drove her to the doctor. She had to get some pain shot. I paid for the shot. I drove her home. I picked her up food at the grocery store, made sure she had enough food. She had two little kids at home, a father, I don't know where he was.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunately common. And that was it. Other than me talking about it, nobody will ever know who this person was
right.
or when it happened or why it happened. You're- so there's a lot of things that we do that, or I do, that is outside the realm, but we do other things. My longest running charity other than St. Jude's that we give money back to, that's our national charity yeah. of choice, mm-hmm. Is an organization called Alliance of Women Executives, AWE. So, which you should be part of.
I'm like, I know.
I like that. You have nothing else to do.
Load it on. It's fine.
So they have a scholarship program where they deal with for young ladies graduating high school in Palm Beach County and going to college to one of the five colleges in Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
Where they give a scholarship.
Awesome.
We just gave our sixth scholarship. The girls also get laptops and
yeah.
other things, mentorship from the women.
Yeah. They do a lot of really great
stuff. I did it during COVID. We did two scholarships during COVID. I haven't stopped. And like I said, we just gave another one just at the end of last year. And this will be one of their bigger years, so it's a great organization of all volunteer women that, mm-hmm. From all walks of life that spend a lot of time to make sure that the girls, they have to write an essay as to why they deserve the scholarship. Through the last 5 years, I guess it's been total, every girl has not only graduated high school, obviously, to get the scholarship to go to college, they've all graduated college. Many of them have gone on to be doctor or planning to be a doctor and lawyer because they're at that stage.
That's so
and
cool.
So, you know, it's good to keep it in the community. And again, we don't know which girl we impact.
Sure.
We just impact all of them. We know that. Right. So, you know, when we go to the gala at the end of the year, which will be May, I think, this year out here
yeah,
in Ellicott.
This is so cool because, again, like I feel really passionately about, you know, small businesses being out in the community and supporting these types of organizations, because especially people in your own backyard, like these are the people that you hope will come back and support you one day, you know, which I think is really great. You know, what piece of advice can you give some other small businesses in the area to really pause and try to do something like this and get more involved?
Well,
why do you do it?
I do it because it's in my heart.
Yeah.
It's, you know, if it brings me business, that's just secondary. That's great. If it also brings business to me that I can give money back, that's even better. I learned a long time ago from my dad that if somebody tells you they have, you know, you think you had a bad day, mm-hmm. somebody else has it worse.
Absolutely.
So I've always remembered that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's something that I've carried in my life and I've imparted upon my children and,
yeah.
and, you know, and everything else. So I just want to make sure that, you know, giving back is so important,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, it's just something that my whole family does too. My brother, both brothers give back a lot. My sister.
I love it. You're making me all weepy. Mark, making me cry. What the heck?
They
man?
Can cut that out. Don't
Ooh.
Worry about it.
Sorry.
So it's kind of inbred in our family. You know, that's the way we grew up, and
yeah.
we did not have anything really growing up. I've been working since I was, I don't know, mowing lawns and delivering newspapers, and when newspapers were a nickel, and that is the truth.
Your local paper boy.
So yeah. I think that other businesses, you have to want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, don't just do it just to, yeah.
It feels so good though, doesn't it?
But if you're involved in this community, you have to give back to the community. Yeah. Be active in some way. I don't care if it's helping the Rotary do things or anything, or a local shelter or anything else to give back.
Right.
You know, something.
Yeah.
You're getting something. If you're a business person, you're getting something from the community.
Absolutely.
And I feel that, you know, before you go out and buy some fancy car or whatever, take a little bit less of something. Obviously, that's a big, you know, example. But, you know, before you do something that is, you know, do you really need that? If you took that and gave it to somebody totally. That's helping out, that little bit means so much to the those organizations.
Well,
so.
And it does. And I really feel like too, that, you know, it's like a power and numbers thing. You know, you start kind of a movement and soon you have all these small businesses all kind of giving their little piece of the pie and it adds up, you know, and it really can truly make a difference for a lot of our nonprofit friends that are out there, you know, trying to do what they do, because to them, every little bit counts. So I think it's really important. I'm really proud of that program. That's really cool.
Me too. We do. Awesome.
Yeah, show me the most. Like this is the fun part.
This is something we do when we give somebody something, and then they can post it on their page and everything else. I don't know. It's a giant check.
Yeah, cover me.
So this is the last one we gave out, was to Justin Bartlett Animal Rescue here out in the Western communities. They got this just before Christmas, or technically the week before Christmas.
Yeah.
So we gave them $500. And now they are starting the K&E Travel Gives Back program. And, you know, they're going to start promoting it to their people. And we do the same thing for many others.
Yeah.
I went out and got a giant check that I could erase and keep on filling in.
Yeah, you're like, it's like a dry erase board.
It's a dry erase board. That's exactly what it is.
That's a good problem to have. That means you're like reusing it over and over.
Oh, we've used it a lot.
Which is amazing.
So, you know, and we do that so that they have a tool to promote and people can understand. And, you know, some people don't. Amazing, I know, but some people have never heard of us. So
no way.
I can't believe it either, but you know, it happens every day.
Mark's everywhere in Wellington. There's no way. But I will say, you're also the kind of person that you don't ask for much back or recognition. So Mark's just he's an all around just good dude, you guys. He's just awesome. So what else do you want people to know about nonprofits, supporting our nonprofit friends? I mean, I think this program's awesome. If they want to get involved, so I'm a nonprofit listening, do I contact you? Who do I call to do this?
Yeah, so you just call me at K&E Travel. I'm assuming you'll have that information
on
there.
We'll flash your info up, yes.
And I will send you, you know, some ideas, and we'll talk about how we do it. And it has to be, obviously, legitimate charity, because we'll need to see the paperwork, so whatever certificate, you know, letters, etc.
Okay.
And I'll explain to them just what I explained before, exactly how we work and ideas on how they can maximize for their benefit, the donor's benefit, obviously for our benefit, but you know, most importantly, to get them money so it does not impact their current fundraising. And explain again how it takes time, because it's not immediate gratification.
Right.
So, although having said that, the money that last year that went to AWE, which is why we did two last year, is I have a client, a large client, and she, when her husband was alive, he was actually one of my agents.
Okay.
And for him, it was like a game, because he certainly didn't need the money.
Yeah.
And they did very, very large trips. And so she says, no, Joseph said, you know, you keep it, but I want you to do something good with it. I said, I have the perfect organization. And I sent her some information. She called me back and she says, this is absolutely perfect. So it was, help women helping women. Yes. And in my case, men helping women.
Yes. Well, you do have a daughter, so.
I do have a daughter.
I know it's near and dear to you.
Yes, yes. Who lives in Buffalo, New York.
Who's in the cold. We talked off camera. That could be a whole separate podcast on its own.
But born and raised in Wellington.
I think it's amazing. You guys, is there anything else you want to say, Mark, before we sign off here? We are like already through our time. I told you it goes fast.
Man, oh man. No, I think we covered it. I mean, it's just if you live locally, support locally.
Yeah.
In business, profits, nonprofits, and those of you that are listening that are for-profit companies getting income from local people, you need to give some of it back.
Yeah.
It will come back to you in leaps and bounds. Maybe not monetarily all the time, but certainly in your heart.
Absolutely. So. Well, I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining me here today. This is an amazing program. You guys, give Mark a call if you're a nonprofit and you want to get involved. There's no reason you would not want to do this and push this out to all of your supporters and your donors. It's just a passive way to, help get money back for your mission. So thank you again, Mark. And I know I see you around everywhere, and I need more trips to book.
That's right. It's time. Tell Scott.
It is time. But anyway, thank you so much. Check out K&E Travel. We'll flash our website up here for you guys. And let's help our nonprofits out in the community. Thanks again for joining on 501C TV. I'm Janelle Harris. And a special thank you again to Kana House Studios, Wellington's first and only content creation studio. We appreciate you guys. And we'll see you next time on 501C TV.